The New South Wales government is making priority vaccine access available to teachers and staff of schools in COVID-19 hotspots of Fairfield, Canterbury Bankstown and Liverpool. As most children return to remote learning today from the beginning of Term 3, schools will remain open for essential workers' children. However, New South Wales Education Minister Sarah Mitchell says no child will be turned away. Talia Kreft asked Henry Rajendra, Deputy President of the New South Wales Teachers Federation, his response to the state government's announcement that they'll prioritise JAB access for teachers in these three local government areas.
In terms of the vaccination rollout, we have been calling for the government to make sure that teachers are a priority for the vaccine, considering the work that teachers do. By all means, we've always maintained the position that aged care workers and those working in the quarantine system, for example, should be a priority. But beyond that, teachers need to be seen as frontline workers for the purposes of the vaccination rollout. The announcement by the Premier is related to a matter that we've been pursuing since August last year. We see the announcement by the Premier as an important breakthrough, but however, we're calling on the government to prioritise all teachers across the state. That would be an important step to address a significant need amongst the teaching workforce when you consider the interactions that they will have with students, with colleagues. Schools are areas of high activity amongst people. We've got children that are diagnosed with COVID, and therefore there is enough evidence to suggest that teachers must be a priority.
Do you think this vaccine priority access for teachers should be extended to cover a wider area of the state?
Teachers are frontline workers. They are working with a large number of students under incredible circumstances, whether it's within a lockdown or restrictions imposed by the state government. We strongly believe and support the health advice that's been provided. However, what we need are teachers to be vaccinated so they can have the confidence to go to work knowing that they are up to date in terms of the necessary immunisation protections. But regrettably, in terms of the available vaccines, this has been completely mishandled by the federal government. We should be way ahead in terms of the proportion of the population, let alone teachers, of being vaccinated by now. We need a significant level of urgency by both levels of government to ensure that our teachers are protected, that other members of our school communities, including support staff, are protected for the work that they do.
How will the priority vaccine access affect young teachers under 40 in these local government areas who are not eligible to receive the AstraZeneca shot?
Well, clearly they are as much of a priority as anyone else. It is quite distressing, the impact on those that have been denied access to the vaccine to date. We hope that this commitment, this announcement by the Premier and the state government to now prioritise teachers in these particular areas, that commitment is fulfilled. But of course, what still remains is that all teachers across the state must all be a priority.
As Term 3 starts up with schools remaining open to children of essential workers, what are the risks for staff returning to these schools unvaccinated?
Clearly, the failure to date, particularly of the federal government in terms of the vaccination rollout, is a significant concern for teachers and other staff across our schools. What we require is for that to be a significant priority. There are risks. We are now seeing young people, students, children diagnosed with COVID. So there's, again, further evidence that governments have to make this an absolute priority. We need to make sure that all our teachers are vaccinated so they can go to schools confident that they are protected as much as possible from contracting COVID.
Gladys Berejiklian has said face-to-face learning will be in place for a week, but there is expectations that it will last longer than that. Do you think we could see classes return to face-to-face learning quicker if teachers were vaccinated?
Clearly, if necessary matters regarding the vaccination rollout was achieved, we would be seeing a different approach through the health advice that's provided to the government and the Department of Education. It is a failure of the federal government in the first instance to not ensure that every jurisdiction health authorities have access to the necessary vaccines. It's a failure, but we'll continue to put pressure on the government in terms of the online learning that schools are engaged in those in the red zones. It has been an incredible effort on the part of teachers.
Henry Rajendra, Deputy President of New South Wales Teachers Federation, speaking there with Talia Kreft.